Agriculture Today here on the Red River Farm Network, and we are on the go today at the joint annual conference with the Red River Watershed Management Board and the Flood Damage Reduction Working Group, and we're talking watershed, talking water management, all to come here during Agriculture Today. But first, let's get a peek to those markets. Randy, what's happening?
Yes.
Appreciate it. We're talking with Rob Sipp, who is the executive director of the Red River Watershed Management Board. And Rob, let's start by introduction. Tell us about this meeting itself and what's the focus here?
Sure. It's our annual conference with the Red River Watershed Management Board and the Flood Damage Reduction Work Group. So it's that one time we come together during the course of the year to talk about research updates, projects, kind of the hot topics of what's going on in the watershed world and the flood mitigation world up here in the basin.
Obviously, all this is going on. We're also keep an eye to what's happening in St. Paul, with it being a legislative year, also a bonding year. What's the ask? What are we looking for as we look to what's coming out of the Minnesota legislature?
Yeah, so we're busy down there. We have about 9 projects that are in the works that are ready to go for construction. We're looking for about $73 million for about 9 projects. And if we can get these done, we'll have about another 100,000 acre feet of new water storage on the landscape. So it's a big amount of water storage that we're looking for.
And that really is what the focus is at this point, is water storage, isn't it?
Yes, correct. Water storage and flood control.
Yep. So we think about what's happening just with the economy in general. Inflation is obviously a big talking point. What's that mean when we're looking at some of these projects that we're talking about, Rob?
Yeah, that's a big deal right now. And last year, the same projects, if we were to get funded, would have cost about $47 to $50 million. Now that number is about $73 million, and it's a real number. Project costs have definitely gone up, fuel costs, labor costs, everything. So we need to get these done, because if we have to wait another year, that cost is just going to keep going up.
Last year, we thought we were going to have some bonding, and it didn't happen. What kind of impact does that have?
Right. Yeah, that it just delays projects another year. And one of the difficulties too is lining up all the other project partners, permits, funding entities, and trying to make sure that is all coordinated and consistent is a big job. And we don't want to lose out on any money, and we really want to get this pent-up demand for funding taken care of.
We all know what water management means in this part of the world. Talk to me about the Red River Watershed Management Board. What kind of area are we talking about for this board?
Yeah, so it's the Minnesota side. So there's 11 organized watershed districts up here, and 7 of them are part of us. So real large part of the state. It's the whole Red River Basin. And again, it's 7 watershed districts that are part of us, and we're a joint powers board. We do have taxing authority, and we use that for helping our member watershed districts fund not only large-scale flood projects, city flood control, and then farmstead ring digs.
Obviously, a lot of focus on what kind of projects we can do here. When you look at the funding, I was looking at some of the stuff you're presenting today. What happens here at the watershed level is a whole lot different than what happens in, the funds have to go to the cities. It has to go to all the other government entities as well.
Yeah, exactly. We're really trying to spread this around. We have some of the large-scale flood projects that we're doing. We have a couple city projects, City of New Fulton, that we're working on. We want to get that one done just because it would bring those people out of the 100-year floodplain. Real important project, City of Purley we're working on, and then just some of these larger flood impoundments up and down the valley.
Well, again, this is day number 2 of a 2-day conference with the Red River Watershed Management Board, talking water management today. Talking with Rob Sipp, the executive director of the Red River Watershed Management Board, and we've got more coming your way as well. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.